Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a crowd of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
This Canned Heat bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks. No, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. And thank you for hanging out with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. Pete is a 18-year original founding member of our Brain Trust. He was with us the first year we were on the air, and we've already had his 18th anniversary celebration. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. They work hard to make sure you pay every penny of taxes you're supposed to, and not one penny more. That's been my goal all along, right, Pete?
That's right, and we are for limited accountable government, not zero government.
Right, and you know, I in my column this last week, not this week, but the week before, I wrote about, as I do every, it's my quadrennial article prior to the election, about what are the five things that keep small business owners up at night, and who would be the best candidate for those to address those five things. And one of them was taxes, and I pointed out that, you know, we need tax reform. Trump has promised that. And I said some people complain that his tax proposals will create more of a deficit. And the point I made was, for a long, long, long time now, our federal government has not had a revenue problem. They've had a spending problem. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
So don't blame tax reform on the deficit.
That's right. And you can project out all of the budget scenarios, and this is something Trump needs to pay better attention to, the growth of the entitlement programs. You project those out for the next 20 to 30 years, and even though revenues are going to be coming in at a record clip, according to Congressional Budget Office projections, it will be historically around 19% of the gross domestic product. That's a little on the high side. The average is more like 17.5, 18. And still, that revenue is going to be overwhelmed by the spending obligations, specifically through Social Security, Medicare, CHIP, and Medicaid. Those programs have got to be restructured and reformed. Trump took them off the table during his campaign. He's going to have to.
That was smart, though. Reality. That was politically very smart.
Politically, maybe.
He had to.
But
do
in
it.
The long run, he has got to confront it, or the next president's going to have a real mess on their hands.
Talk to us some more about the budget situation.
Well, what we've got, of course, right now is a crossroads. We are able, if we exercise discipline across the we insist on good value for our defense spending. If we retain the spending caps that Congress and the President agreed to in 2011.
You're talking about the sequestration.
Yeah. Now, they've modified those caps twice now and have allowed themselves a little more room for spending. They shouldn't do it a third time.
Am I wrong? Do you and I agree or disagree that I know sequestration caused some challenges in some places that we didn't want to happen, but hasn't it basically been a good governor on overspending of the government by the government?
It did work. You cannot argue with the results, which were the largest drops in deficit spending year to year, back to back, in, well, since World War II.
And even though it was ham-fisted, even though it gored a lot of boxes that maybe we didn't want to get gored, at some point in time, don't you have to take that kind of radical action to get things under control?
Sometimes you do. It's one of those, now that we have your attention moments.
Yeah.
And federal managers had to live up to their name. They actually had to manage their expenditures to stay within the caps. It wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty. But it was a worthwhile exercise.
Let me ask you a question about the budget and the agencies. There are 4,000 or 5,000 people who are going to be put in as political appointees into these agencies and bureaus all across the government by the new administration. These are going to be Trump doesn't know 5,000 political operatives.
No.
Not like not you know, the Clintons know 20,000, but Trump doesn't know 4,000 or 5,000 people like that. So his world, his universe is the marketplace. Do you see putting more business oriented people in charge of these agencies? Do you see this as an opportunity to do some grassroots from the ground up a reforming of budgets and waste?
Oh, definitely so. And there's a lot of good that federal agencies in the executive branch can do. We often think of them as being either benignly neglectful or we think of them as doing a lot of rotten things. But they can actually enforce good pro-taxpayer, fiscally disciplined policies that could get us way ahead. You know, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, is the executive branch budget agency. For far too long, there's been precious little emphasis on management and mainly political documents like an annual budget that Congress doesn't even consider. They don't even bother with it. We need to get smarter about managing the money we have. That's really the executive branch's job when you look at the
Constitution. And isn't that Donald Trump's forte?
It should be.
Ahead of schedule, under budget? Isn't that what he talks about all the time?
That's right.
Don't you think this is going to be maybe a personal point of pride for him?
I hope it does.
I do too. We need to hold his feet to the fire on that one. I need your website again, Pete.
NTU.org, our initials for National Taxpayers Union.
So check that out. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with our good friend Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.